Heavy metal concerts can get pretty aggressive. Stage divers often try to climb up with a band, then launch themselves into the awaiting arms of the audience. In the city of Prague in 2010, this scene turned to tragedy. At an especially unruly show by the band Lamb of God, 19-year-old Daniel Nozick fell off the stage, hit his head, and died weeks later. When Lamb of God came to play another show in Prague, 2 years later, Czech police arrested their lead singer, D. Randall Bly, for manslaughter. They said he had pushed the young man to his death that night. Bly tells the story in his new memoir, Dark Days.
I didn't really remember that much of the show because it was just a show like any other. There were a lot of kids in black clothes with long hair, you know, excitedly bumping into each other. Security was non-existent, basically. My band has very stringent security requirements. We require security in front of the stage, security on the side of the stage, a properly placed solid-faced barricade at least 4 to 5 feet from in front of the stage. There was a barricade there. It wasn't the proper one. They didn't place it properly. Security did not do their job. They weren't even visible to me.
Now, the Czech police arrested you on a charge that essentially amounted to manslaughter. What did they accuse you of doing?
They said, well, first of all, they said I had given the audience unclear instructions, inviting people up on stage, which is never, ever, ever the case. And they said I assaulted this young man, pushed him off of the stage with intent to harm him, and they arrested me at the airport. I walked off an airplane, and at the end was a SWAT team. There were guys in body armor and mask and machine guns.
And tell people, how long were you in there before the trial?
I was incarcerated for 37 days. Three of those were in the city jail, and then they sent me to a 123-year-old prison named Pankratz Prison. It's very dilapidated. Parts of it are abandoned. It's unfit for human habitation, in fact.
Now, I've seen pictures and video of you. You seem like a fairly tall, fairly imposing guy, and you've been to jail before, but this sounds like this was terrifying.
It was very scary because it was a foreign prison. Almost nobody spoke English. I really had no idea of what was going on. I had no access to any sort of media or anything that I could understand. All I knew is that I was a top news story in the Czech Republic, and the news wasn't good. I was granted bail 3 days after I was arrested. But unlike America, when you pay bail there can be objections to it. So the prosecuting attorney objected to my bail several times. It had to go through appeals courts. It was doubled. It wound up being almost $500,000 that we wound up paying. And eventually I left the Czech Republic and came back to America for about 6 months. At the end of 6 months, I returned to the Czech Republic to face trial.
I'm sure a lot of people would have never gone back to the Czech Republic. I want you to, if you can explain this, if you can read from page 111 in your book.
Okay. I decided I would rather die in prison, always a distinct possibility in the penal system, as a real man than live free as a coward, because I was too damn scared to face an uncertain future in an effort to find out the truth. If warranted, I would pay the price for a deadly crime I might have committed, and do so without complaint. I still believe in, and try to live by, a concept that is sadly almost lost, even ridiculed at times as anachronistic in our Western society, honor.
So, you know, I think a lot of people who are certain of their innocence would feel comfortable not returning and not consider that dishonorable to do. Why did you go back to Prague?
Well, it really had nothing to do with, you know, threat of extradition or the lack thereof, because I never would have been extradited back for that. The government wouldn't even cooperate with an investigation, much less extradite me. The reason why I felt compelled to go back is because the family of this young man who died never once attacked me, either in the press, in private, in the courtroom. Nothing. The fact of the matter is that a fan of my band was dead. And even though I had very vague recollections of what happened that evening and no recollection of this young man, I thought that perhaps if I went back to court, I could help them find some answers because these people, their son was dead. As a father of a child who died, you know, I had a child who died due to a medical condition shortly after birth. I know that pain. And these people had no answer. So I thought, if I go back, maybe I can help provide them with some answers. And to be perfectly honest, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing anything. If there was anything that came up in the trial that was indicative of the fact that I, in fact, was guilty and should be punished for this, then I didn't want to run from that because I wouldn't be able to look at myself in the mirror any other way.
You were found not guilty, but do you feel, you know, rationally or not, any kind of sense of responsibility, though, for him?
Absolutely. The court found me legally not guilty, but they found me morally responsible for the death of this young man. And that's something I have to live with for the rest of my life. And it's not because I pushed anyone off stage, but I did make a critical mistake in this situation. And that is, I should have stopped the show from the beginning. What would the audience have done? I don't know. Maybe they would have rioted. But I would rather deal with any of that than to have this, you know, this fact of the matter is that a fan of my band is dead. If I had, after the first couple of songs, just said, you know what, we're done with this, and walked off stage, I think the kid would have been alive today. So that's something I have to internalize. It's something I have to carry with me everywhere I go.
D. Randall Bly is the lead singer of Lamb of God. His new memoir is called Dark Days. Randy, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.